Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We continue our conversation on a Where Are They Now segment with former Knoxville Boys tennis standout and current Decorah Boys coach, Matt Anderson.
And what's that like to have people like Joel Tonda and, you know, Kevin Wadley, who I've had the chance now to work with this past spring, and your other teammates who are coaches, that you just a phone call or text away that you can ask them something and you know they're going to give you the advice that you're seeking?
Yeah, it's great. And they call me too. So I know Kevin and I talked a lot as he was considering taking over the job and what did it really take and what sort of effort was needed. And he wanted to make sure he was doing it right. And we talked about that. I'll say I'm lucky here in Decorah. Also, I played tennis at Luther College, and my college coach is still in town, and he's an incredible resource for me. And a lot of my college teammates are also coaches. I actually set up some meets against some of those guys and their teams. It's great to have that community, but I think there's a lot of that in tennis. I'm sure there's a lot of it in a lot of sports, but tennis community seems to stick together and help each other out. It's one thing I like to do is even my opponents now, a lot of those coaches aren't necessarily tennis coaches. They are just coaches who've been asked to take over the tennis program. And I always make it a point to try to help those coaches along, give them a few tips here and there. And I'm open to calling. There's a couple coaches in general I talk to quite a bit throughout the season.
And you mentioned you went to Luther College to continue your tennis career. How much did Knoxville and your experience with everybody and everything at Knoxville prepare you for that step up to college play?
Yeah, I'm what I call a blue-collar tennis player. I never drove to Des Moines and got a professional tennis lesson or anything like that. And a lot of the guys on my team did have that. So I came in nervous. I came in scared. I came in behind in some areas, but ahead in other areas. So Knoxville prepared me well. There was a little catching up to do just in the college game, but Joel's had other players go on and play at college, and having talked to them, they all had that experience. So I don't think it was necessarily something Joel wasn't doing. It was just the college game is different. The Knoxville experience was great, and I think I was there for 4 years when we had a lot of quality competition at the same time. So there were lots of teams out there that we were competing at a high level against. Maharishi was very good at the time. Pella's got a strong program. So having those good programs to compete against was a big part of it. Joel always had a schedule that was competitive for us.
And I know, your team has been to state on occasion. I'm sure you've seen the Pella players, too, and how strong that program is. As far as tennis around the state, how good of the competition is it at maybe the top level at when teams do get to state these days?
Yeah, the top level, I was there last year. We finished fourth, which is about where I thought we'd finish. Cedar Rapids Xavier has a real strong program. Pella has, especially the last 5 years, a very strong program. Decorah has always got a group of kids there, it seems, that's competing. Waverly Shellrock, Boone. A lot of them are the familiar teams that have been there all along. So I would say across the state, there's always ebbs and flows from year to year, but in general, the top programs, and every once in a while a new team pops in there. I think the Iowa in tennis has a long history of good tennis here in Iowa, and that continues, which is good to see. And that really requires that investment by the community.
And And when you're playing a competitive career in it at Luther, what else are you doing as far besides coaching the core Vikings now?
Yeah, I after college I became a software developer. That took me to St. Louis for a long time, and about 12 years ago we had a chance to make a move, and we geographically moved, so I was in between parents and in-laws. Decorah just was a good fit for us, and my son was playing on the Decorah team, and sort of through that I got to know some of the kids and got to hit with some of them, and that's sort of coincided with a great coach here who had been here for a long time wanting to start to step aside, and there was just an opportunity there for me to step into that role here.
And again, that was former Knoxville boys tennis standout and current head coach of the boys tennis program at Decorah High School, Matt Anderson. We'll have more on today's Lely Radio Sports page coming up on KNIA KRLS.